We gather here, Lord Jesus Christ, in thy name, Father, realizing, Lord God, that we're just people. We're your bride, Lord God, and you love us so much. Even that, Lord, we are insufficient. Without you, Father, we are done. We look up unto you, Lord, to be fed of you. We pray that you come down now, take over, Father. Speak to the hearts of the people. Speak to my heart, Lord. I declare to them and to you, Father, that I cannot, but you can, Lord. We pray, Father, that we hear from you. We hunger for you, not for anything else. We want you. We want to feed on you, Lord God. We don't want nothing else but you, Lord God. Please, Father, have mercy upon our hearts, Father, and feed them tonight, Lord. For the needs of the people, Father, may it be, Lord God, that you create some faith in them, Lord, that I can achieve, Lord God, whatever needs there are in the people's hearts, Lord. We commit all that unto you. For those who are not with us, Father, whoever they are, Lord, bless them, Lord God, and be with them, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. You can get seated. I'm hoping, I don't know. How long are you going to be gone, Brother Don? How long are you going to be gone? I don't know. 21st. Oh, okay. So there, how many Sundays are there?
That's a Tuesday, so I'll be here 22nd.
So we have about 2 Sundays or something?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I think I didn't know... I had the version 12 that I was going on with, but if you listen in to the group in Joshua's group, we are going ahead with that, and I would encourage you to be listening. Sometimes the preacher there, sometimes they preach very well, so just listen in, and there are some good things that comes with that, and maybe you can get blessed. So I've been going on with that. I'm now on Revelation 12. Revelation 12, I think I'm going to 10, 7 and 10. I think I touched 7 and 10. And then you're going to 11, 12, 13, maybe on Saturday. So if you can listen in, that's good. But I think I also bring it here because I think I have some Sundays here. I'll try to bring it. God willing, pray for me. Sometimes I want to bring it and then something comes up. So something else comes up and I've got to go by the way the Lord leads me. So I brought this because I thought it's a short thing. Actually, when I was bringing this about the body, I found out that there's a lot of things about the body. And we talk so much about the body and also we talk about so much about the soul, but we don't talk about the spirit. So I was thinking about coming with the spirit. My idea was to to preach about the spirit. What is the spirit? The spirit that we talk about, that your soul, spirit, and the body. What is the spirit? We talk so much about the body, about the soul. But I've never heard people talk about the spirit. What is that spirit that you have? And like that. That is what I was looking at. And then I found out that the best thing is first of all to come with the body. The change and what have you, and then I go to the spirit, and then I go to the soul. Maybe I may not even go to the soul because you cannot reach the soul, the spirit without the soul. Something like that. But if there's something comes up as I preach, something comes up, then we can go to the soul. But that's okay. Now here I want to go to change of the body part 2. Change of the body part 2. The last time, the way I come was a bit different. I don't know how everything went up and I went everywhere. but one of the things that I really wanted to talk about on that time that I was bringing, I wanted to show what is this? Because we say that, you see the heart, you see like your heart, you see like your heart on my eye, you see. Who are you talking about? This is my heart. Who is me? Who is that me? You know, that's exactly what I was talking about. Who is this me that I talk about my heart? And who is you that we say, so and so, this is the body that you are going to bury when you die? of so and so. Who is this so and so, and where is he at? That is exactly what I was talking about. And actually, we talked about that, and we went around, and that was the beginning of it. And actually, the one that is you, that you belong, this body belongs to, is your soul, and the spirit. And you cannot have, you know what a spirit is. You know what a soul is. A soul is the nature of that spirit. So you cannot have the spirit without, you can have the spirit without the soul. Because the animal does not have a soul, but it has a spirit. But you cannot have a soul without a spirit. So when you have a spirit, then the soul is the nature of that spirit. And when we talk about the nature of that spirit, we've been talking about the nature of that spirit, but we have not been saying what is this nature that we're talking about. It sounds like it's just another name that is given to that spirit. No, it's not. It's the nature. To say is the nature. It's the nature of the spirit. To say is the nature of the spirit. It's to say what kind of a spirit that is. What kind of a spirit that is that you have. The soul determines, that's the nature, the type, the kind.
Yes.
That's what it means. That nature, when we say the nature, we say the kind, the type of the spirit that you have. If the soul in there is the soul of the devil, then the spirit in there is of the devil, is working for the devil at that time. But if there is that other soul of God there, though it's dormant, because people think that when you get saved is when you're given that soul. No, that soul has been there. That soul has been there. And there's no time that it's not been there. The problem is, if it was not there, then there's nothing to quicken. You're not a son of God. Every son of God has got to have that soul. It doesn't come when you're getting born again, when you're getting saved. No. It was there. When you were born here on earth, it came there. But that is election. That is how God picked you. Among very many people, he picked you by putting his soul. And that soul is part of him. That soul is him. It's a piece of him that he put in you. That's why you cannot go to hell whatsoever. If that's not there, then there's nothing to quicken. There's nothing to give the Holy Ghost. There's nothing to make it work.
Amen.
So that remains that. That remains the soul of the devil. And that spirit, if this soul is not there, if this soul of God is not there, if this peace of God is not there, and it's called, that's why it's called the Word. Because God is called the Word. So it's a piece of God in you. I don't know why I'm calling it a piece of God, because there's no pieces of God. Is it the whole God or no God?
Right.
So when you have that, it's the whole God is in you.
Right.
Though dormant. Listen, it's not a piece of God because it's not working. No. It's the whole of God, but it's not working. Until it's quickened.
Amen.
It's not a small God and a big God. No, no. It's called the Word. That's why that soul is called the Word.
Amen.
Praise be to God. And it's not working. The only thing is not working. By the way, why is it not working? Why is it? And I'm not talking about today. I'll try to go with my quiz. But why is it not working? Why is it not working? Because it's the plan of God. It's the plan of God to show that he's a redeemer. That's why it's not working. So he puts it there and he doesn't work. Until this other one works, until he pulls you out of it and says, can't you see? I've gotten you. I've redeemed you. His purpose from the beginning was to show that. But so all these things are there to show that. The purpose was to show that. He wanted to be a redeemer. Listen, he didn't want to be a redeemer. He was. But he wanted to display that he's a redeemer. To display that, he comes into your heart. Don't. The word used, I've googled that, but it's not used on that. But the prophet uses that word dormant very much. Dormant. He's there. He's not working. He's just there. Remember, he's the whole God. He's whole God. But to mark that there says my son, and he cannot go to hell. His body cannot go to hell. His body cannot perish. His body must be quickened. His body must be all that. He saw his body. That's why I say, people have a problem with me. When I say, the soul is eternal. Your soul. Your soul is eternal. Your spirit is eternal. It is not eternal. It will come to an end. If it is eternally, then it's eternal. And I also see your body. This body, that's the problem I have. This body is mortal. This body is mortal. It will die, but it will not be annihilated. Praise be to God. I think we talked about that. That's what the prophet was asking. The prophet was asking you. He said that so many. I found out that he said so many times. So many, even until 1965, from 1958, he was saying about the same. He was giving a story about his wife. His wife asking him, "Where is your hair? You don't have much hair now, Brother Branham, because he was bowed until there. And was there's no much hair in your head." He says, "None of them is lost. It's somewhere." And the prophet, and the midwife would ask him, "Where is it?" And he would ask, "Where was it before it was there? It's gone back there to wait for me. And one time, every single hair, none of them will be lost. To come back." Praise be to God. None of you will be lost. It will go, dust art thou, and dust shalt thou return. That's right. But that does not mean you will not lose. None will be lost. Every single, even your nail, you come back to where it belongs. That's why I have a problem when I say, I know I have a problem with a lot of people when I say this body is eternal. You know, we are talking. I realize that we are saying this body is mortal. So therefore it's not eternal. It's eternal. It's 16 body element. It will go back, dissolve. You know what dissolve is? Sometimes we think about words and we just over here, we don't understand the words. We think they're great words like that. God is simple. God is simplicity. When he says, when this body dissolves, it means like when you get sugar and you put it in water, you don't see sugar again. Is that right? Is that the meaning of the word dissolve? Is that the meaning of the word dissolve? It's not complicated. God is not complicated. God wants the simplest man who don't know English, who don't know nothing, to understand when he speaks. When this body dissolves, when you put that sugar, you don't see it again. So when this body goes back, you don't see it again. But none, the body, 16 body elements, God shall call. Come forth. Rhonda, come forth. Michael, come forth. And you come back. And you come back the way you are, not the way now you are. You've gone too much. And not Aspen. Not he's so much wrong. It's somewhere here that he wanted you to be. 20 years. That's exactly what he wanted you. Exactly when you look. And the prophet says, What happens? You come the wrong way. The way that the devil wanted you to come. So you come. When you come anyhow. He says, you come anyhow. So you come. When you come, he looks at you. Like he's looking at Aspen. He's looking at Aspen and Gabe. He's looking at them. He's looking at them. They will come at 21. At 21 around there, he will say, okay, this is what I wanted. Now start dying. Start dying. This age that you see me age like this is dying. I'm dying. I'm going. And I will never come back. It doesn't matter what I eat. It doesn't matter how many supplements I'll get. It doesn't matter how many kind of food I get. I'm dying. I'm going. I'll never come back to 21. I'll never. Why? To return to the dust. So that now he can call the same God, but the same Stanley. Stanley, come forth. How then do you tell me that the body is not eternal? How do you tell me that the body is not? The body's death does not mean that that's the end of it. It's not. I know there are quotes. And let me tell you something. I'm a quote guy. I'm a quote man. I want a quote. I want when you teach me something, I want you to have a basis. It is not that I read the Bible or I read the quotes like the magazine. No. You got to have the revelation upon that. See that? Like we have very many quotes saying that we are waiting for the rapture. We have that. But what is the teaching of the prophet? And that was that is what I was talking about on I don't know whether you understood me, Sister Rhoda. On theophany. On theophany, not being the word, the way it is taken. The way it is taken. It's a word, you can call it the word. But this is the word of God. Is this the word of God? In written form? But this is not theophany. That's what I mean. This is not theophany. Praise be to God. Theophany, listen, so that I create, I want to create for the listeners and you people. This is what theophany is. This is what theophany is. Because that's where people, you know, when I study, I also look at people. People think that I'm not understanding them. When we are talking in the group and disagreeing, people think I'm not understanding. I try my best, like, let me say, sometimes maybe I don't. But I try my best to understand somebody. Do you know where these people who teach that we are in our theophany, do you know where they get it? Do you know how they teach it? I didn't know until I just started. Why are they saying that? This is how they say it. This theophany is the word. Can you get that? This theophany is the word. And we have become the word. Do you know that? We become the word. Then we have become the, then we are theophany. Because this word is theophany. That, Brother Don, when you hear me talk about this, I'm not fighting anybody. I don't fight anybody, but I fight those doctrines that are hidden there so that they can take people away from the truth. The truth is theophany is a body. It's a body. I have some quotes here, maybe later. It's a body. But when God came to it, you listen very carefully. When God came to this theophany, God had an idea. And maybe ahead of my quotes. God had an idea. God has thoughts. As God has the thought of Michael, that I'll have Michael here on earth, there was a Michael in his mind. And that thought was eternal. Michael is eternal. In his head, Michael was eternal. And now Michael had to come a certain way. The body, he had Michael the way he is. The way he is. Even the eyes, even the way you see Michael, God had Michael in his mind. Now, God had to produce Michael in a thought come out. And that thought brought Michael here on earth. Not only the soul, not only the spirit, even the body. God had it. And he had to come in a certain manner. He brought this one from Adam, the son of Adam. So he brought Adam, he brought that. He was coming to bring Michael. And he was to bring that. He called your mother. Your mother maybe was in Tennessee, and your father was maybe from Alabama, and some of us, our great-grandfather, were from Germany. He got them from Germany. He got them from Mexico, and he brought them to bring somebody here on earth. God was bringing that. He had that idea. That is one idea of his seeds here on earth. That's one, okay. Now, but he himself has also had an idea. He wanted to become fresh. He wanted to be tangible. He wanted to become somewhere where you can touch him. That was also an idea in God. Do you get that? When you hear the creation of God, this is the creation of God. It's God creating himself. He had an idea. I will create myself. That idea was there. Are you getting what I'm saying? Am I boring you a bit? He had an idea in his mind that I, God, one day, somebody will touch me. Praise God. So that idea, he expressed. He spoke it. When he spoke it, an idea expressed. An idea spoken is a word. So he himself, the idea he had of creating himself became what? Word. Do you get that? What was it before? An attribute. A lot. There's a lot. But one day Michael will touch me. One day Rhoda will come here on earth and will touch me. Praise God. But now I'll start
When he started that thought, he spoke it. When he spoke it, that was the expression. The word is God expressed. God, the word is God expressed. God expressed himself. That was the beginning. That was in the beginning was the word. In that beginning, in that time of beginning, that was what he was. He was not a thought. By the way, what is the beginning? we talk sometimes. We say, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. That's what he's doing. Is that right? What is this beginning? Oh. Rebecca, you are very attentive today. What is this beginning? In the beginning was the word. Listen, there was a time that was there was no time. There was no time. Okay? It came to a place where the beginning started. That is why Jesus was telling Jesus was telling them when they asked him, go to the beginning. When the time started. So eternity was eternity, and then it dropped to time. That does not stop it. That's another thing, brother Michael. People think because you have come to time, now eternity has stopped. No! It is just eternity continuing, but in a dispensation called time. So eternity continues. Eternity continues in the beginning of time. Right? That's the time. Now, in this beginning, when it began, there's a time called beginning. That in the beginning, when it began, now beginning, that period of time, God had already spoken. That's why in the beginning was the word. God had already spoken himself. God had already expressed himself in the beginning. When it came to the beginning, when the beginning was this, the beginning was this house, and you get in there, you could not have found God, the thought. You could have found God, the word. God had already expressed himself. That's the creation of God. Now, when God did that, now, he wants to be touched. He wants to be touched. Now, he created the body. For his own purpose, he created the body. This body is called theophany. When he's in the word, he created the body. So this body is a body. The prophet said, when he went there and found those bodies, he could touch them. He said, he could feel them. The prophet said, I have some quotes on that. He says, a good seeing, a better seeing. He says, hearing, a better hearing. He says, everything better is a super body. So it's a body. So he could touch him here. But it was there in his dispensation called the word. Praise God. And actually it was made of the word. It's because it is called word body. Like the word bride. Do you know that we are called the word bride? We are the word bride. What are we made of? The word. We are the word. We are the word because we are made of the word. We and the word are one. We are the word. That's why we are the word. So this body was word body. The prophet God calls it in Who is This Milk? Not anywhere else, but in the book called Who is This Melchizedek? That does not mean that body was actually this word that we say, the word. That now when we became the word, when we become the word ourselves, we become the theophany. No. We don't become the theophany, but we become the word. There's a difference between the word and the theophany. I think that was something that I need to clarify. I think, Brother Don, I needed to clarify that. And when something come up, I understand that I'm also preaching to people, maybe online and blah, blah, blah. I like that to be clear where I'm studying. Am I saying I'm right? I may not be right, but that's where I stand. That's what I see. We are not in our theophany now. We are not theophany now. But we go there when these bodies are dissolved. It's a body that we go to. I hope that's clear. This is fresh body. Now, how is it changed? Let me come here. How is it changed? Okay. And I know I've wasted all my time, but that's okay. I'm not going to read that. I think I read it. I think I read it. The first. 1 Corinthians 15, where he says, this motto, we put on immortality. No, like that. So this is motto, but when it you put immortality, that does not mean it changes it to anything else.
is something that gets into you. And the prophet is going to say down there is the dynamics. Because to begin with, you are mechanics. What is mechanics and dynamics? Sometimes we just speak and we don't realize that maybe some people are not getting it. One of these called dynamics and mechanics. But I'm going to maybe, let me follow the prophet. The mechanics is the word. That seed in you, remember, that's why I say it, and I insist, and I persist on that. But this seed is called the soul. It's called the word. It's not a lesser God. It's not a lesser word. It's the full word. It's God himself in you. Praise be God. And you know the ego story. You know the ego story. So he came to fight himself. He came because that ego was part of him. He came to fight himself. So he's coming. The Holy Ghost comes to fight himself.
Amen. Word to the word.
Word to the word. Praise be God. He comes to fight himself.
Alright.
I hope it's clear. You know, we talk, and it looks like it's not intricated. It's just there. It's just do this, and it's there. It's here. You can see it. We want to complicate God creating himself. Like it's not. It's simple. God creating himself. All right. So like that. Death is swallowed up in. Death, statements like death is swallowed up in victory. By the way, what was death? What is this death? I'm not reading even. Because we read that. But what is death swallowed in victory? Death was sin. You know why? Because the soul that sinneth must die. That was death. So sin was death. Sin was death. But when this mortal puts on immortality, there's no any other time except when Jesus Christ came down. And he came into us. When he came in, any other time was, he came. But he didn't go there. He just anointed people. Let me say that. He just anointed people. They were sealed, according to the prophet, according to the Bible, they were sealed until the day of redemption. They were sealed until Jesus comes.
That's right.
Now, when Jesus comes now, this mortal puts on immortality. He comes and he gets into you. This mortal, now, tabernacles. Now, this mortal, this house, that is mortal, is housing immortality.
Right.
Immortality is God.
Right.
This mortal now is housing the incorruptible. Praise be to God. Then, death that you had because every soul that sinneth must die. Because of that other soul, you are supposed to die. And he talks about the sting of death. What is the sting of death? The sting of death, the sting of death is, do you know how many knows a bee? A bee. It has a sting, is that right? It stings only once, is that right? And what when it stings, it goes away. It does not. It cannot do nothing else. The sting of death was that. That was the sting of death. The sting of death was sin. Sin. Every soul that sinners must die, is that right? And the devil had a sting. The devil had a sting to sting you, to sting everybody, is that right? But he had only one. So Jesus came so that he can take the sting. So he was stung and died, is that right? The devil does not have any other sting. Sin is taken away. All your sin and everything, he cannot sting you. He cannot sting nobody. He had only one sting. And that sting, Jesus took it. He took the sting. When he took the sting, it's over. It's over. Jesus took the sting. It's over. He doesn't have any other sting. That's why I'm running away from this. That's why the prophet says, when the first seal was opened, he called it a what? A brava. Somebody who braves. To brave. A brava. He doesn't have it.
He doesn't have. He doesn't have an arrow. He doesn't. He can't sting. The sting is taken. The sting is taken. He can't do nothing. It's over. It's taken. Praise to God. Death. Grave. You know, because you came wrong, now you got to die. But grave, where's your victory? Where's your victory? The immortality that I have, that Jesus had, is the same thing that Jesus had is in me. Then that which arose, that made him arose, where is me also? So grave, where is your victory? Grave, sin, not death, zero. They are rendered zero. Praise be to God. That's where the victory. That's where the sting. That's where your power. Even the physical, that's where your power. The only thing is, this body that you think you have power of and you put it into the grave, it had the dynamics when it went there because he came and entered into me. This motto, clothed immortality. If that be the case, then let me die. Let me fall there. And it will raise me up again. So grave, where is your power? Are you getting that's justice. I didn't read it, but you can see that scripture there. It's just a scripture. It's just a scripture now. Let me go on there. Now, the other one is paragraph 35. Lean not unto your own understanding. It's talking about he must die. I don't need to read that. He must die. Every one of us must die. Then what does this change? That if you must die, then what does this change? So you're not changing in the atoms. That's not it. In the molecules, you're not. This does not change. This does not change in a manner that I don't get older. But now I don't get older. I don't die. Now listen. But now he gives the example, and I'm going to read. He gives the example of Sarah and Abraham. That was something to show, a physical thing to show what is going to happen spiritually. Sarah is a spiritual type of the bride that is changed. Praise be to God. But spiritual, this spiritual, that was physical. Joseph was actually the type of Jesus Christ. Physical. Is that right? Physical. This is Jesus spiritual. That was the type. All right. Please explain the mystery of the translation. Are you there, Rabbi? Are you there? In the questions and answers. I think I'll start using my computer so that the title can come up there. It can come up there so that please explain the mystery of the translation of the bride. We are talking about the translation. We are talking about the change of the body. I show you a mystery. We shall not all die, but you'll be changed. I show you a mystery. It's a mystery. We shall not all die, but you'll be changed. That does not mean, you know, now that is contradictory. If you look at it, it's contradicting the prophet. The prophet more than 10 times, I think not 10, I think 8. I know 8. I know of 8. He says, you must die. You must die. So it kind of contradicts the prophet. You must die. Is that right? So how is it that you shall not all die? People have taken that and they say there are some people who will not die. No. The prophet comes, interpret out the Bible. He says, you must all die. This flesh must go back to dust. A man that is born of a woman is of few days. So you can't live here eternally. You're few days. You cannot even take a day. No. A day cannot finish. What is a day? It's 1,000 years. Praise to God. Nobody has ever lived here a day. Even those people who lived so many years. They lived, I think Madhusera was the one who lived so many. I think 960-something, something like that. Something like that. Or 80-something or something, I don't remember. Just a change, see? The question is, please explain the mystery of translation of the brain. How is this brain going to be changed? How this, and another thing I would like to say. There's this about, when we talk about the rapture, we talk about the shout of the Thessalonians, the shout, the voice, and the trumpet. Now, when we talk about the shout,
the voice we see is the resurrection. Okay? Now we see the resurrection. That is true, is the resurrection. And when we come to resurrection, the prophet talks about the resurrection is the resurrection of the word. That is what he says in the book called The Fourth Seal. Then he comes, I don't know where else, but wax is being expressed. He says the resurrection, because the only two, how many resurrections do you have? Resurrections. How many resurrections do you have? Two. Only two. That's the resurrection to the rapture and the general resurrection. We only have two. Now he talks about the resurrection, the first resurrection, that is the resurrection to the rapture. He says, what is that? In the book called Wax is Freely Expressed. He says that resurrection is the resurrection of the word. What Luther had is brought here. What Wesley had is brought here. What all those had is brought here. That is the word. That's the bride is resurrected. That's the voice of resurrection. They are all resurrected. Wesley, Luther, all that, all those strategies is here, is resurrected here. That's what it says. But now, that did not satisfy me. I show that, that did not satisfy me. I want the resurrection of an individual. That's the strategies. The strategies, our resurrection is brought here, is that right? Now, I want the resurrection of the individual. Is that right? So I went searching, and this is it. This is the resurrection of you. Your resurrection is when he comes and gets you, enters you, marries you, raptures you, whatever you're going to, praise God, you are resurrected. That change that you have, because it changes your whole being. It changes your whole being. You are completely a new creature. He is a new creation. When he gets into you and quickens you, you become a new creation. You are completely new. Your soul is new. Your spirit is new. Your body is new. How is it new? Because his subject, it was ruled before by that soul. Now is ruled by him. It's new. Amen. What is new? What is new? You like going to the, you are of the world. This body was doing things of the world. Now it doesn't do that no more. It's new. It's new. Everything new is new. Praise be to God. The prophet says, that is resurrection. He says, what a resurrection. What a that's a resurrection. You are resurrected. Praise be to God. How are you resurrected? We are not talking about the soul. We are not talking about the spirit. Your mortal body is resurrected. Your mortal body is quickened. It will quicken your body. Your body that is to die is still mortal, but is quickened. It doesn't only quicken. Listen, it does not only quicken, because it seems like it will change your soul. It looks like that, it will change your soul. And then the soul changes the spirit. It also changes. It also changes. The prophet gives examples of people who are weak, quickened. If you are quickened, that is your heart can lay on something and gets back. Praise be to God. And so he says, that you seem to remember, is it Elisha? Because his bones, his body, not only the soul, his body, and that is in the Old Testament, his body was so quickened that when they buried him in a cave, somebody was put there, and when he touched those quickened bones, he came to life again. He says, now, that's why the prophet says, now, because God has done this, now you can lay hands. You know, he was laying hands on people, and people can get healed. He says, now you can lay your hands on each other. Because your heart are also quickened. Yeah. He does not only quicken your soul, your spirit. Yeah. No, he quickens even your mortal body.
That's right.
Praise be to God. Right. How do you tell me that a handkerchief? We throw these things like it's a church age, you're not supposed to. How do you tell me about a handkerchief? But the prophet touches and he says, people brought handkerchiefs, even during pause. When he touches them and he says, go and lay them on the sick people. And when he touches that person, he gets well. What? Because even even the prophet's mortal body is quickened.
Amen.
Quickening power. Praise be God. Am I preaching church ages? No. This is the message of the age.
Amen.
This is the message of the hour. The whole, that's why he says, let your whole being, your soul, your spirit,
And your body belongs to God. Let it serve God. Amen. Your whole thing, your whole body, your whole thing. You are so special. You don't know that. You are so special. You are so special. That you are so quickened. That even you, when you enter in a certain place, there's a spirit that goes around there. And so there are some demons that might start crying like they were crying. Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, have you come to finish us before our time? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They might not talk like that, but when you go, that quickening power in you is so much. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the bridge.
Amen.
It changes the atmosphere. It changes some things around there. You don't know. You don't know. Let me give you an example. Let me give you something. And I'm not saying I'm not anybody. There was a time I was poor, so poor. I was carrying Brother Holmes and Brother Don. and we were going. And Brother Holmes said, where are we going? Because it looks like we are going in the slums like that. That's where I lived. And he came to my small room. That time I had already gotten some two rooms like that. And there was a time I didn't have money to pay. And he threw the owner of the house threw everybody away. She was nowhere to be paid. And she said she'll never come back there until we all get out. And I didn't get out. So I stayed there. Now he sent some people to come and harm me. I don't know what they maybe wanted to kill me. That's right. Now, I was being told that maybe about 5 years later by somebody who was with her when they were sending those people to come and kill me. I think they were coming to kill me. Those people went back and told her, you can't touch her. You can't touch him. You can even get there. You can get there. What did you see? It's like fire. I don't know what they described. Amen. You don't know what you have, brothers.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we forget ourselves. We think because of this body. This body has come to a place where it's completely subject. Listen. The things that you do, sometimes you fall. God knew that. The sting is not. The sting came and stung that. That's not even there. That's not even counted in the economy, in the mathematics. It's not there in the mathematics. It's not there. Don't count it. And don't let the devil come and start counting it. It's not there. What did the sting do? What does the thing do? They stung it. Took it away. Talk about, you can bring it on through just because. How are you going to bring it? The fact is, it's not there. You can fall a hard time, I don't care. But it's not there. This body, if it's quickened, it's God's. Is it going to die? It's going to die. But it's God. Listen. It's not the devil's. It's not of anybody. It's God's. It's God. How many times have you heard the prophet say, Satan, take out your dead hearts from the property. He's not talking about the soul. What is he talking about? He's talking about this body.
Amen.
It's the property of God. Take out your dead hearts off.
Amen.
It's the property of God. You say it's only the soul. No, no, no. I'm saying the soul, the spirit, the body. You are all, you are owned.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
And you are very, very expensive. You are so important. But God, from 6,000 years ago, he's been working to get you here.
Amen.
You're so important. You're so important. You're so expensive. God has worked so hard to get you. Don't joke with yourself. All right. I don't know, but don't worry about that. Don't worry. You have quotes you can go read. Let me just come the way I'm coming. No problem. No problem, brothers. Sometimes I don't know that I'm coming this way. I don't know. But, okay. I don't know. I don't know. But sorry. Just as HC, our bodies now, let's say you know what I mean. Say that, I don't mean to be sacrilegious, I don't mean to say ours. He's talking about, he doesn't want to sound like it's only we, like that. Paragraph 243. Abraham, he was looking for a promised son. That was promised him, is that right? And the church is looking for a promised son. Who is this promised son? Who was the church looking for the promised son? You know, that is Jesus, of course, is that right? Now,
How is the church going to have? Because that's another question. Who is this with this promise? And the problem that I take so much time is, I don't know why I'm so much on nitty-gritties. And some of these things, I don't know why I just dwell in them so much. And you people are not that low. You know it. What is this promise, son? What is this promise, son, that the church is supposed to produce? The church is a wife. And when she's married, she must produce a baby. That baby is Christ. And each one of us has got to produce Christ. Paragraph 131 of Invisible Union. Where is this baby, this child that is crying and laying hands and calling Christ and leading and just living Christ? That is a baby. You are alive. Producing Christ, producing a life here that you can look and say, this is Jesus Christ. Do you know the first time that people called Christians, they witnessed that these people are doing, like, they didn't come and say, we are Christians now. They were called Christians because people discovered they were with Christ and they're doing like Christ. Their lives, those are Christians. They didn't come say, we are Christians. No. That's a baby that they give birth to. And the baby that's going to be given birth to in this hour by the bride, by each individual of you, is a life that is Christ. That's a promise, son. But you cannot produce him. You cannot produce it unless a change comes. How is that change going to be? When the immortal puts on immortality, when he gets in there, now you can produce that son, that promised son. You are able to produce, you are able to show. Exactly. And you can jump over. That quote talks just about that. But you can read it. If you have any question, sometimes they say, if you have any question, and like I know everything. No, I don't know everything. But you know, I'm trying to jump it. But if you have a question, we can discuss. Sometimes I get things even when you're discussing. Don't think I know anything. No. Well, this is fellowship. This is not teaching. This is not like I'm standing here and telling you. No. I'm telling me. And it's one of us. We are together in this. We are taught together in this. We are one in this. Nobody knows more than the other. Let me tell you something. If anybody thinks that he knows, then he doesn't know nothing. Everything is known by God. And God gives to whoever he wants to give. That's right. He can take bride tomorrow. Do you know bride one time? I don't know what you're talking about. And he told me something. And I've never thought about that. And the other day I told you about Siengo. We are talking about Siengo here. About Brother Siengo here. And Brother Siengo comes to me for questions. I'm not priding in that. I'm not trying to say I'm on anybody. But Siengo has come very many times. And even that time, Brother Don, when he was telling me that, he was actually asking me a question. And I answered that question. Then he tells me that, do you know that Jinns and Jabal are not in the Old Testament? I said, what? Praise God. This is fellowship. Brothers and sisters, this is fellowship. We are all equal in the eyes of God. And he can talk to whoever he wants to talk. We are his body. He can use a heart, he can use a leg, he can use a nose. Whatever he wants to use, we are his. So when you come to fellowship with me, don't come to fellowship with me with your husband like that. Listen. God can tell you something. And Brady, we were talking about the other day, and he said, So daddy, sometimes we take a walk. I think we were walking. Me and Minda, and they were walking, I think, in Medin. Daddy, now, Jesus, after so many years, now everybody knows Jesus. So don't you think that in so many years to come, Brother Branham will also be known like that? I said, that's true. That's true. They take him like that. When you fellowship, brother, be free. Let God use you. Let God use you. And God, you are very, what am I saying? You are very important on the hands of God. That's right. Don't think you're not nobody. You are very important on the hands of God. Becky, sit at the back there, you think, you know, you're very important in the hearts of God. Very important. When you go to him, don't tell me, Father, you know, Michael is bigger, and I'm told him to pray for me. Please hear Michael. No! Father, I come to you as your daughter. I'm your daughter, Lord. I'm your child. And God does not have grandchildren.
Amen.
I've come to you. You're my father. I've come to a father. I was reading and I was seeing where the prophet says, and he's crying in the book called Melchizedek. Lord, I just come. I just want to lay on your laps, Lord, and you do with me. And you read there, brother, and you start crying. Praise God. Go to him like that. Lay there on his lap, says, Father, I'm laying. And he says that is exactly what Adam was doing. He was laying on the laps of God and saying, God,
amen.
I'm your son. You are not lesser than Adam. You're not.
Amen.
Of course, I know that's a big question. It might come up. So let's go down there. What time is it? All right, just 10 minutes and I'll be done. So it goes like that, it goes like that. Now when you get the dynamics, are you there? Paragraph 91. Paragraph 191, baby. Is it you? Oh. What does she do? When I'm at the back there, I see those things going and she's like, good, right? Oh, okay, brother Michael. Okay, thank you, brother. Now, paragraph 191 now. Now, paragraph 191 is addressing the son. Okay. Now, when you get the dynamics, you have been quickened from mortal to immortality. What are dynamics? Is him. He's talking about him that was in Jesus, that rose him from the dead. If he's in you, he will quicken your, not only your soul. That's where he starts. He changes that soul. What does he do when he comes? He changes that soul. And that other soul, the devil, though God was there, just dumb and not doing nothing, now he takes him. He takes him and it's done. Never to be remembered no more. Now you think that is. Let's jump a bit, Michael. Let's jump a bit just to say what I've just said. Jump a bit. There's this, then this body dies and dissolves. Then you go back there, there's something in red there. Something in red there. This is in the book called, is it the book? I don't think I will get there. But you have the quotes. You have the quotes. That is what the dynamics do. The mechanics is the word in you. That is dormant. The dynamics is him when he comes as the Holy Ghost and takes that other soul, takes him, wraps him up, thrown to the sea of forgetfulness. Then he's all over. He's all over now. He's taken charge. Now he's in charge. Now that's him. That is the dynamics. And you can read the quotes. It's the same. It's the same way. Now your body becomes subject. Now those quotes is like that. But now, let's read this. Let's read it. But this fire is the same fire of the Holy Ghost. People think there are two fires. No, it's the same fire of the Holy Ghost that burns him. Did you know the Bible said that I'm baptizing you with water? But when he comes, he baptizes you with fire and water. Is that right? With fire and water. Water of the word and fire. Is that right? Yeah, people think it's just water, the water that the river, no, the baptism, water baptism, no, it is the water of the word.
Amen.
The baptism is the word, that. In other words, he will open himself, that's the water of the word. In other words, like you are immersed, you know when you are baptizing, you are immersed completely in water. Now you will be immersed in this revelation of this word, in the revelation of himself, back, until now you are nobody but himself now. I hope you get that now. But this fire, it comes from hell. It's a lake of fire. the fire where he will be burned in. And ever what it is punishment with torment. The rich man lifted up his eyes, being in hell, and said Lazarus, with a little water on his fingers, to put on my lips, for these flames are tormenting me. Don't think there isn't burning hell. Don't think that there's not burning hell. That's where this guy is taken to. He's taken to the burning hell to put on lips for these flames. Burning hell. And literal hell. There's a literal hell. If there's a literal devil, there's a literal hell. But you see, everything that's perverted has an end to it, because it finally must come back to that purity and holiness of God. And God is eternal. And if we have eternal life, God is in us. And we can no more die than God can die. We cannot die. There you are. Now, the text really explains itself, see, and makes it right now. Let's see. What will become of them? What will become of the devil and those people? Now, listen. Listen. The kind of burning. This is very good. This is very good. And I can compare it with sea of forgetfulness and like that. Why does God forget? Why does everything forget? Why? Even you forget. Somebody that you knew, somebody that you loved, went to hell, went to the lake of fire. If that happened in the eternity, you never live there with that. It's also burned in you. It's not in your mind. It's no more. They become extinct. Just like that other guy that was in you, he becomes extinct.
That's right.
The devil one time will become extinct.
Yeah.
Annihilated.
Sorry.
All that, the prophet said that the lake of fire was created for the devil and his people and his angels and all that. There will be annihilated. It's as though they were never there. You know, the devil did that to me. You know, one time, there will be another stories in heaven. You know, Brother Don, one time, you remember the devil? You know, like that time? You know, that was the devil, brother, when your phone was stolen and you were fighting with those guys like that, trying to get the phone. Those were demons, brother. We were surrounded by demons and demons. And God took us out of that. You can talk about the way we did, what. Very many people, their money and their phones don't get back. But God was with us. You never remember that. You know, those stories, you never have those stories in heaven. You know, Brother John, you remember that night when you're coming? You never how we struggled with it. There's nothing like those stories in heaven.
Amen.
You know, so-and-so hit me. You know, I fell from a tree and you know the kind of pain. And when you hear that, when you feel like, you know, the other day I was working somewhere and I went to put them. I went to get the is it called chinso like that, and I did that before I went to this second operation, and I did that and I looked at it. I looked through my. I just trembled like that. I said, the other day I had a ladder to get up, and I went to the ladder and I looked at that. I said, I started feeling like it's a tumor. There are not tumors in heaven. That I fell from. No, there's nothing like that. Heaven is pure and pure.
Amen.
You know, people forget where we are. We are special people. So special. So special in every way.
Amen.
And you know what? God is doing his best for us to recognize that. That recognition will be a great blow to the devil.
Amen.
It will be a kind of, it's like pumping faith in you. They become extinct. There's no more to them. The soul goes. The spirit goes. The life goes. The body goes. The thought goes. The memory goes. And there will be no more thoughts of even evil. Oh, it ever happened in glory. That's right. It will all be. Could you imagine that here would be people over here in this part? Don't the Bible say, even the thoughts of the wicked shall perish? The very thoughts of it will perish? Here will be a man over here. Here is God, the great Holy One, here, knowing that right out yonder is a pit of souls burning in it. God don't want that. It will not be in God also. It will be forgotten by God. Why? That couldn't be heaven. The very thoughts, the very memory, everything that's perverted, every evil thought, everything will perish. And everything that is evil in it, and it will be nothing but purity, with zoo, the life of God, to eternity. And for ages, roar on and roar on and roar on. And you remember, this is 1957. The souls were not revealed. Now it's different. Now it's different. It's not that it will happen. It's now. I know I've not touched anything. I know I've not touched my sermon. I know I've not gone out, but I'll not go beyond there. I don't want to take much of your time. I know some of you have been working very hard, and some of you are sleepy. Like, you people work for 12 hours, and I know Brother Don has been working very many hours, so I'll close there, and I'll ask Brother Don to come and finish for us. I know I've just got, but that's all right, brother.
God bless you. That was great.
Praise the Lord. That was a lot. Amen. Put a lot of hay in the barn tonight.
Amen.
And that was really good. And I wanted to comment on something. I didn't know which one to comment on. There's so much. So much. I was thinking, when he was talking about they didn't have it back there, we have it today. They had the earnest, and he identified when they were sealed until the day of redemption. And Brother Branham opened that just a little bit more in the seal book, and he said they were sealed unto the day of redemption, and he said the day that the book is revealed. The day that the book is revealed.
Amen.
And that, what's he doing? He's opening the mystery. He's opening the mystery of redemption.
Amen.
And just beautiful. And you left off so many good quotes there. You might want to come back and read some of those. Brother Branham said one of the quotes that you'll read them, you take them home and read them, but Brother Branham was talking about that first conscience. He said this is controlled by see, taste, feel, smell, hear. He said, that will be done away. That'll be done away. He said, it'll pass away.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be just that soul, the control tower. It's going to be that inside. Brother Bram said, that inside, that's the life. That's the life. And that's the whole thing. And praise be to God for that. And then that song tonight, I really haven't heard it in a while, but he's talking about that Shulamite woman. That woman, you have to think to really appreciate where she was spiritually. Because this son was everything to her. This you take any mother, her children, but this one was special because God gave it to her. And now this son has died. And she's come. And it was when she was in panic. She was in a hurry. She was in a rush. She sent her servant ahead. But it was well when she came into the presence of the voice of God.
That's right.
When she got in her, she was just coming fast as she could come. And he could see it. He could see there was some urgency. He knew she was upset. But when she got in his presence,
right,
all was well.
Amen.
It was all was well with her because she knew this is where God was, and God was the one. And so, and then he's bringing in some of those memories. We were coming from a church service one night in Nairobi, and we preached at Sister Elizabeth's, and she was living down in a rough neighborhood where the mechanics are, and we were walking up. We preached there. And then we were walking up where all of the mats are and the public transportation, and we're coming through that. Not a good place to be at nighttime, especially not for white skin. And but I had these brothers were around me, and I was feeling safe. There were some sisters there too in front of us. And this boy, I think I told you many times, but this boy come out of the shadows, and he hit my pocket so hard that it tore it all the way down to the knee. Tore it all the way down to the knee. And so I had about $100 left. You know, that back then it was about 4,000 shillings, I think. I think that was about $100 in those days. And that was my last $100. That was everything I had. And so I thought he got it because my pocket was empty, but I was having a hard time finding my pocket because my pants was ripped open all the way down. And so when I finally found it, it was in the other pocket. And actually, I didn't find it. Another guy found it because these guys swarmed around us. They just swarmed around us, and there was all kind. There was some bad characters. There was some drivers. There was all different kind of people, and this other boy, while I'm trying to fix this pocket, he, in a flash, just he had it in his hand. And then in the crowd, he's holding it like that, and he's standing like that, and he's acting like he don't know what's going on. When I seen his hand like that, I knew something was up. And so I got him. I started hollering for him and Brother Meshach. And Brother Meshach was so funny. Later he said, I was beating that. They were getting this other boy. And Brother Meshach said, I was beating that boy so bad I forgot I had the Holy Ghost. And so... So then I started hollering. I said, he's got my money. He's got my money. And they have this guy cornered, but they can't find the money. And so now I'm hollering, he's got my money. He's got my money. And I'm trying to get them to come and help me. And but you talk about a devil. Brother, you nailed it because he would not let go. Brother Goomba had him. Nobody could open his hand. We all had him. We were right there, had him surrounded. Nobody could get him. He would not let go. And he's caught. No way he'll ever get away from all of us, and he won't let go. And so we just walked out on the street. They laid him down on the ground and just held him there, and he wouldn't let go. And a mat driver walked up and put his foot on his stomach, and he said, let the Mzungu have his money. I mean, it went on a long time, but this, and Goomba never let go of his hand. He had his hand like that, and you know how strong he is. And this driver put his foot on his stomach, and he just started pushing down, and he said, let the Mzungu have his money. And the guy wouldn't let go, a little harder, pretty soon the hand popped open, and I was so thankful, because that was all I had. And so then I was fixing to count it. And no, I was just holding it like that. And another guy runs up and he says, count it, make sure it's all there. And I almost opened my hand. You know how it's just and I thought, I'll count it later. And so I never opened my hand again. We just walked off. We just got out. So that was quite an experience. And so God is good. Yeah. And we could have easily been taken over by all of those people. I mean, we were just in a crowd. And so... He's God. He's God. Amen. Let us stand together. How blessed we are. Amen. So be praying for us. Be praying for Brother Goomba. This was just awesome, brother. This was a great message tonight. And so many great quotes. So be sure to read those quotes when you go home, and you'll be blessed. And so let us continue to pray one for another now. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come with much thanksgiving, Lord. We definitely have been fed tonight. Our souls are happy, Lord, and we're rejoicing in this great revelation. And Lord, so many good things that have been shared. And may you continue to bless Brother Goomba as he yields himself, Lord, to the vessel, Lord, for the next few services, that you would bless him, Lord, give him much wisdom and guidance and every heart, Lord, to receive, Lord, these things as they come forth. You give us traveling mercy, Lord. Just be with each one as you know every need, every sickness, every trial, every trouble, Father. We just commit each one to you. So we ask your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.